The Minnesota Corn Growers Association supports the federal approval of the year-round use of E15. The association also wants Minnesota to adopt an E15 standard. Here's Executive Director Adam Burr.
We took a run at it last year. We think over the off-season, I call it the off-season, since session adjourned last May, we kept working all through summer and fall and visiting with legislators, and we're geared up to take another run at it.
The association also passed a resolution to support the United States joining the Comprehensive and Progressive Agreement for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Mentor Minnesota farmer John Swanson welcomes more trade opportunities.
Exports are really important, especially up in our part of the world where today we have very little processing of corn or soybeans. We've got some soybean plants coming in. We have one coming in Grand Forks, potentially for corn. We have another one at Crookston, potentially for soybean. But without those getting built, we basically exported a very large percentage of our product every year.
Swanson was reelected to represent the 6th district of the state. There were also elections for District 3, along with 2 at-large members. Reporting agriculture's business from the MinAg Expo at Mankato, Minnesota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.